You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Following weeks of action from teacher unions, Ministry of Education Jantonetti has announced initial reduction of year 4 to 8 classroom size ratios from 1 to 29 to 1 to 28, and a further review of class ratios over the next few years. I spoke to New Zealand Education Institute head Mark Potter about the changes, starting by asking if he thinks the policy is a benefit to teachers.
Okay, so there's two things at play here right now. One is an announcement of a policy to reduce class sizes. The second is the first step in making that reduction. So any policy that reduces class sizes will have a terrific impact and support for teachers and children. The first step is actually very small. It's more of an act of good faith, but at least it's a first step. So the impact across the country is not going to be huge, but for some schools it will be very, very helpful.
You mentioned that it would be a first step. Jantonetti announced a review into further reductions. There has been reports from about 2,000 calling for the ratio to reduced, and it hasn't. There was also an NZEI review in 2021 that called for a ratio of 1 to 23 by 2030. How much further would you want to see the ratio reduced?
Well, we have recommended 1 to 23 because that is what we found was the number that would make the most difference. Plus, it just readjusted to ensure equity across the system. There are other areas of teaching where that ratio is already in place. So what we're asking for is to bring the other areas of the teaching workforce into line with that same ratio. Then they're going to have more chance to do the work and the tasks they need to do with children that they can't do when you've got 29 children plus in your classrooms.
What does current research say about the effects of lower class sizes on learning outcomes? Is there a fall-off point where reductions no longer kind of make the same impact?
There's actually no evidence to that degree, I think. What there has been is there was considerable discussion a few years ago. John Hattie did some research, and you must understand he didn't actually directly research. He researched research itself. And what he said was if you want to make changes in how a teacher is approaching teaching, reducing class size doesn't make a difference until you get to about 1 to 16. Now, that's not an absolute figure. What he did say, ultimately, though, was any policy that increases class sizes is poor policy, and reducing class sizes has to be something that's looked at because you need to be able to get down to a point where a teacher can start making a difference. We found that 1 to 29 is far too high, and we think that 1 to 23 in New Zealand, the teachers here are quite capable of making that change.
Along with the announcement of class reductions, Labor also announced next to 320 teachers will be hired. Will this help with workload? Are there issues with staffing in this year 4 to 8 range?
The year 4 to 8 range is the one where the staffing formulas are the hardest. So the other ones are staffed in 1 to 29. So each teacher can have up to 29 children in the formula. The actual situation is many schools, in order to give smaller class sizes to younger classes, tend to give the older teachers, older classrooms, more children. So it's not uncommon to be in the 30s as a class of year 4 to 8. So that is why that area was targeted initially by Jantonetti. She saw that as the group of teachers with the most need. 320 teachers across the country is not going to make a significant difference to all the schools in the country. There are over 2,500. So, but what it was a very strong signal that there's intention to change things here. But it's taken many, many decades to get us to a situation of a formula that does not work. It's going to take us more than a few years to get out of the situation, and that's what's ahead of us.
Cabinet haven't mentioned it, but do you think that these recent education policy changes are a result of strike action on the part of unions?
Well, there's no doubt that demand for a better ratio for teachers has come from the teachers themselves. It was made very clear in the strike action day that this is one of the big issues for teachers right across the country. So I have no doubt that it was something that was very instrumental in getting this across the line. But good on this government for listening. We've had governments in the past that just have not listened at all. So whilst it has very strongly come through from strike action, at least it has been listened to and is being acted upon, and we do appreciate that.
That was NZEI head Mark Potter on the new classroom size reductions. We'll be right back after the short break. Keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.